I'm happy now that the parties are trying really their best to implement this peace process in to the utmost and to their best abilities. We do have some challenge. You all know that we have COVID-19, which is a very big problem, not only in South Sudan, but in the region and globally, also worldwide. It affects the peace process as well. It doesn't allow consultations like we used to. It doesn't also allow that we meet and do mediations the way we were conducting it before. And this applies also inner party stakeholders consultation and reconciliation meetings as well. But so far, things are going well in according to the given atmosphere. So we are pleased and we hope that the South Sudanese political parties will keep this momentum and do their utmost to lead this this beautiful country to peace and stability and development as well.
Right. When we understand that IGAD has given the government till 26th of this month to dissolve and reconstitute the Transitional National Legislative Assembly and also reconstitute a new legislature within 7 days, what will be the repercussion if the parties fail to meet this deadline?
Well, first of all, the issue is that the parties should give really their utmost to comply with the request of the heads of states. And technically, we think it is possible really that this should could be done within this given period of time. The president, President Salva Kiir Mayardit, His Excellency, mentioned that there is they wanted to do that step after they have completed the power sharing of the for the gubernatorial positions and the three administrative area. That simply shows that they are really ready to do this and that all the parties have their list ready. We already know that the FDs are the first one who have complied with this and presented their list to NCSC as they were supposed to do, and that these other political parties will do this. So we think, in fact, this is doable in this given period of time. We will talk that after what will happen.
What about if the parties actually does not meet the deadline? Because this is not the first time parties have failed to abide by the deadlines given to them by IGAD.
This is not the first time, it is true. But what we are saying is, under the current circumstances, we have also a very objective difficulties, not only in South Sudan, but in the region and globally. And before we just condemn somebody or an institution or a political party, we have to see that they do their utmost and their best according to these given conditions. The president promised that they are doing their best and they are very committed. And there is no reason for us not to really believe what the president is saying. And we hope also other political parties comply. And still we are within the range. And as you also see that the communique is taking care of what will happen if not, it says very clearly that the office of the chair should be very active and take measures.
And also IGAD has given the parties 30 days till the 13th of August to settle all the pre-transitional tasks, after which the IGAD chair will intervene to directly engage the parties. What are some of these options IGAD is considering?
Well, is it not good to keep this, as you say, it is still as a means for the office of the chair to keep it to itself, because this is also something that will motivate the political parties to do something in order to avoid something this which they would really perhaps do not like to see. So there was a reason why we say that this, as abstract as it is, And I hope also, and I wish you also respect that.
Okay, let's talk about the issue of responsibility sharing at the state level, which is still pending. What is your comment on this?
Well, as I said, the most important thing is that the parties talk to one another and that they convince one another and that they indeed also make a joint and all-inclusive decisions. This is the position of IGAD, and this is also the agreement itself, and this is what we also all expect. Of course, parties can have sometimes different ideas on the same subject, but they have to convince one another. And this is the beauty of course, dialogue, mediation, and reconciliation, as you can imagine.
Let's talk about the issue of the security arrangement. When do we hope to see the graduation and eventual deployment of these unified forces?
Now, this is a very important question, and in fact, also the most important pending task of the pre-transitional activities. We know now that the main challenge in this issue is, in fact, accredited to COVID-19. That's why the JTSC has suspended the training of the forces in the training courses. But we also know that they are still in the training course, in the training centers and in the cantonment areas, and that they are doing rehearsal and many other activities. And you have also heard that the Minister of Defense and all the other mechanisms, including also IGAD members, and some of the guarantors visited the training sites the last weeks to assess where they are. And in the last summit, also the president mentioned that they are ready and be willing to do this unification and graduation soon. We do really hope, since this is a very important part of the exercise in the pre-transitional period, that this can happen as soon as possible. But we also need and understand that for the security of the forces, social distancing, training cannot take place as expected, and this might cause unnecessary delay, in fact. Also, we acknowledge that one.
There are very strong concerns from the civil society here in South Sudan that IGAD does not hold the parties accountable for missed deadlines. What is IGAD doing to ensure that the prescribed deadlines are met by the parties to the agreement?
I can understand, in fact, the dissatisfaction of the civil society and the broader basis of the South Sudanese population. But please, we should take the current situation into account. We are facing, in fact, a deadly pandemic, all in the region and globally. So in this case, when because of these events, things cannot take place like expected, then we should also give considerations that safety of the concerned forces are also very important and should be given first priority. That's why I said it also before. The current situation we are having are causing some delays, which is not wanted by all of us, but we have to learn also to live with it and do the best we can do it under this given circumstances. You can ask me the same thing about even my own personal movement to Juba. I was not able to come to Juba for the last 4 weeks and 5 weeks, and everybody understands why not. And I'm trying my best to also come to Juba. And this is simply because of the current given circumstances in the region and also globally.